USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it will be remembered as the day the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities and went along with a sham trial.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome. America will remember this day, unfortunately.
Democrats are meeting to decide on their strategy going forward. There was an incident at President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. The Florida Highway Patrol was following a black SUV as it broke through not one, but two security points. The vehicle and the suspects are currently in custody. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
The government is taking several new steps aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus in the U.S. It was announced by the President's task force. They first reassured the public, CDC Director Robert Redfield.
The risk to the American public currently is low.
But Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar is issuing that U.S. health emergency to stop any spread of coronavirus. Citizens returning from the infected region of China will be self-quarantined of up to 14 days. Also, the president has issued a directive.
Temporarily suspending the entry into the United States of foreign nationals who pose a risk of transmitting the 2019 novel coronavirus.
The action is temporary as they monitor the virus. It takes effect Sunday evening. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 603 points, the S&P down 58, and the NASDAQ down 148. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump addressed the coronavirus at a rally in Iowa. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
We're working with them very closely on the coronavirus. We're working with them very, very closely.
President Trump at a red, white, and blue COG Keep America Great rally in Des Moines, Iowa, telling the crowd the U.S. working very closely with China to control the coronavirus outbreak. The president continues.
We only have five people. Hopefully everything's going to be great. They have somewhat of a problem, but hopefully it's all going to be great. But we're working with China, just so you know, and other countries very, very closely, so it doesn't get out of hand. But it's, you know, it's something that we have to be very, very careful with, right?
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
American farmers continue to struggle. With more on that story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A lot of farmers are going broke. Farm bankruptcies jumping 20% in the year 2019 to an eight-year high. Agriculture economists say farmers across America are still struggling because of lost business from the long-running U.S. trade dispute with China. Also, there's chronic low commodity prices, ever-growing debt for farmers, and volatile weather patterns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.